kind of out of touch.
Yeah.
Because I was a younger person than me. And so my understanding was very faded in my back of my mind was, I think I was told that Ka'ai was the son of Lizewa, one of Martha Lamho's sister. Anyway, one of the sisters, the older sister. Well, not the oldest, but...
She was the oldest, was she? Or not?
You mean...
Martha Lamho.
Oh, Martha? I'm not sure about that family.
Yeah, I
but
know.
I think she is. I think she is. And this other sister of Martha had a son. That was my kind of faded understanding.
Yeah, I think he was from that family.
Her
yeah.
son, because she died young.
Yeah.
Dad, I know she had died young. And she left a boy, and this was that boy.
Because he moved in up here later on.
To Kyokia.
Yeah, somewhere up in here.
Yeah.
So that's what I was trying to figure out.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Maybe he was gone by the time you built your house. So.
Yeah, yeah. When I came home to live and built my house, there was a fellow that was living up there. I think his name was George Cohey. George Cohey. His wife was Mary, and they had one daughter. And I understand George Cohey was a blood relation of the White Pas. I don't know how.
Hmm.
And they were living in the old White Pa house.
White Aha house.
White Aha, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah, White Aha, White Pa. They were living in there. And, as a matter of fact, the old house is gone. I think they had built another house in the same foundation, a small house. And so that's when I came back.
Yeah.
I came back on the scene. So George and Mary were living there. And then once they left, because they were working in town, they were going back and forth. And finally they moved out and no one was living there as far as I know.
Yeah. I think we're done with the map stuff. I want to ask you a little bit about when you were living with your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
The closest house at that time would have been
Mokuhali'is.
Mokuhali'is.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that was close would have been
Kaipuka'awaloa.
Mm-hmm. When you lived with your grandmother, he wasn't down here.
Kaipuka'awaloa.
Yeah.
No, they had already.
Oh, they had already moved up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw the house foundation. It was still, you know, in good shape when they were living down here. And many times we used to go around there and the kids always said, oh, this is our old place. This is our old house. You know, it's always referring back.
Okay.
But in my memory, they were already living here. See, the house that was here is the house I was born in.
Oh, okay.
And then they tore that house down and they built a this was a one story. Then they tore that house down, the house I was born in, and built a two story house, and that's the house that was destroyed by this recent lava.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the one you were born in would be the one you had the picture of in your album?
Yes, yes, yes. That was the first house there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And at that time, your Uncle Olu was still living down here.
No, let's see. When I was living, Kukuka'ikawila had already gone. And I was living with my mom, and Uncle Olu was still here.
Mm.
Yeah. And then in the meantime, they built this house. So Kukuka'ikawila had passed on. Then after that, we moved up here.
Okay, so this house would have been before the 20s then.
To be definite, yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. I would think so because my cousins were born there. Some of them were born there. And they were older than me.
Yeah. So. Before 1916.
Yeah. Like I understand Keala, the firstborn was born there. Kaipulili, I understand, was born there.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know about Kamuela, where he was born. Yeah, I think it's safe to say before 1916.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, let's see, this here, Anake Hauhia wouldn't have been there yet, right? When you were living with your grandmother.
No, it was after that.
Yeah.
It was after that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were still living in Pua Kalehua.
Yes. Yeah. So these two houses would have been the two that were close, Mokahali'i and
Yes, Auntie Luika.
Those are the two that you, well, I guess you speak a lot about in your stories about Uncle Kaipo's house
mm-hmm.
and Uncle Olu, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not
much about Uncle Mokahali'i, but I was close to them. See, they had four girls. And so this is where I went to play,
mm-hmm.
you know. yeah, we were more or less. But the stories that I talk about, I think I mentioned more times about Uncle Kaipo. Uncle Kaipo was a very kind man.
Mm.
And, you know, and people, he was soft-spoken. He was the kind of man, I guess, that I could get close to, or that I was close to many times.
Yeah.
And I heard Uncle Olu, he was rude. Uncle Olu was a man, like, a man that I feared.
Yeah.
Like when I was naughty, my mother would say, if you're not going to listen, I'm going to take you over to Uncle Olu. It was a threat, you know.
Yeah.
And she mentioned Uncle Olu. So Uncle Olu not, you know, wasn't dear to my heart, but Anakala Kaipo was dear to my heart. Yeah.
When you were living with your grandma, did people bring food over to help her? Her sons.
Anakala Olu, Mokali'i. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering because she would have been kind of old to be growing her own food and stuff, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. There was that. Always passing food. Yeah.
Did she, at that time, still grow her own sweet potato and things?
No. Kukukai kawila, not really. Okay, let me put it this way. We used to mai ai uwala, they're out at Popo.
Yeah.
Popo was like where there were a lot of sweet potato growing there. And if I remember, see, Popo, and that's where the Lauhala was. Where is Popo?
Yeah.
That's where the Lauhala Grove was, and that's where the beach. There's a lot of good places there where you get opihi. Not much Limukohu, but opihi and other things. So, going to Popo to me was almost like going to the market. when we went there, whether I went with, like the planting of the uwala, was more like a family up there. I remember Uncle Kali used to plant something in this corner and to look in this corner, and you know, and when Kuku Kaikoura is to come with her, she'll be digging in this corner. Mm-hmm. So that I remember when we went, whether I went with Ente Luika or Uncle Mukhali'i, or sometimes they send us kids to go down. We went down there with duck soup potato, and if we were with the Po'emaku, we'd go down the beach, get the opihi and whatever, and dig the sweet potato, and we went home, and there was our food.
Mm.
And the lauhala besides.
Yeah. So you didn't actually plant sweet potato in Kapa'ahu?
Not in the yard where the house was.
Yeah.
Not really. No, I don't recall any...
Okay.
Any taro patch and potato patch. In fact, excuse me, the lava flow was close to the house, the old floor. So there was a back there, in the back of Kuku Kaikoura's
mm-hmm.
house,
mm-hmm.
in the back of my house and Uncle Mukhali'i's house. Oh yeah, most of that land was all under lava flow. And,
Not good for
it seems like when they built the house, they had built it close to the lava floor,
uh-huh.
you know, the old floor,
uh-huh.
to the and there was more space in the front, so there really wasn't.
And what was the land like down Popokai? That was better.
They were what we call poho.
Yes.
You know, there were and there was a patch like where there were a lot of dirt and, you know, and this pohaku and pohoa where there was dirt. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I remember the potato, the sweet potato growing so lush down there. I remember that. And yet, I didn't see it. And there was a punawai, you know, right close by. That's where we went to get our water to drink. I don't remember anybody going down the well, get water and water the plants.
Mm.
Never did that.
Mm.
But I remember sweet potato grains are lush.
These families, you showed me one time. We talked about the kind of house your Uncle Olu lived in, which you said was a one-room house.
This one up here.
Probably this one down here. I'm not sure. That's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah. I remember there was just this one big room, and there was like a big lanai outside. And that's where we used the big house. Hali'i'iaka kamoena pakaukawe. Kahale kuke he hale kawale noa, hale papa'i, hale li'i, kahale kuke. Ke I hale, li kapuno, ho'okai, ano lo'i hi kahale. Lo'i hi kahale, ka alapi'i me ka lanai. Ma ke iwahi he lumi li'i li'i, he lumi ai ke la. Lumi ai, aina e lumi ai a ole oe ai malaila. He wahi walen ke la lumi li'i, me ke ie nei paha. He hale pā koloko, ma leile e wehe I ai nā mea ai a pau. I loko o ke la lumi. Ka manawa e ai ai, hale I ia maila ka pākaukau moena. I loko o ke ia hale, ke ia lumi. Lo ihi e hali ia a malere ai ai pau ka ai ano yo I ka me ai I loko I lumi I e mala mai.
O kuke la ko.
Hale kuke o ko a mawa ho.
Ai
mawa ho hale. He hale papa I. Ka wale mai ka hale aku.
Make a lanai
ai
ma ma ke ya au au
pa ai ai a ma an in he ala pi
ai
ma an in he yo ai la lo ai a e papa I hale li li ma an in he o ye ka hale kuku ka ki he o ke la hale ai
oh oh ai ma ke ki
ai
o pili
a ai me ma ke la paha ke ia paia nei a ma an in he ka koa, koa, the distance, mai ka hale, a ka hale kuke aku, ko koke no.
Laila, mamua he, he lanai,
ai.
Laila, he lumi lo'ihi,
ai, lumi lo'ihi.
Ka lumi kalumi iki no ka lumi ai.
Not quite like that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Erase this. Here, this is the lanai. This would be perfect. Ke la lumi ai o ye ke ia. Just this space here.
Oh, ai.
Yeah, that is the whole.
Ai. Okay,
ai. Ka puka e komoi I loko o ka hale. Around here, ke ia wahi ma ke ia au au no ka moe wale no. Sleeping area. Ai.
Oia kona hale e lua.
Ai, mai ke ia hale au.
Ai. Ua moe lako ma ka moena?
Ai? A oe moe? A oe pakaukau? A oe noho? A oe hokai noho? A oe?
Ke kaila ke hiko?
Ai. Moena. Moena wale no koro ko ka hale.
Ai.
Ka moena moe. Nara o moe hale. Ia maila ka moena moe. A moe oe. A ala o ili ki I moena. Papai na pao ahau.
A pehea mā ke ia au au.
A oe, o kahi ala pi I wale no.
O ke ia au au no ka moe.
Ai.
Ke ia ke ia au au.
Malira mā ko e koho mea olo ka ai o no ke ao. No ka mana o ke ao mā ko kamari.
Ai.
A ole hiki a oe ke hele maane.
E.
E wai moe ke la.
Ai.
A ka ke ia ko ano lima lumi ho, wahi ho kipa ea.
Ai.
Moe a kaume e hanai a paani ai pali ke meka manawa ua. A ole hiki ke hele iwa ho e paani ai e. No oi ilo ko ka hale. A mane I nā kamali I en hoi ma ke ia au a.
Ai.
Mai oi hele mane I nei. Ai. Ko ano au au ho kipa lumi ho kipa.
Ai.
Ai.
Ma ko o kou hale o ko kupuna wahine hale.
Ai.
Moe o kou maka moena ke kante ea.
Ai. A ohe pakaukau, a ohe moe.
Ai.
A ohe ka noho. He hale pā. Ko homea oia ka mea nui ka homea. Hale pā.
Ai.
A safe, yeah, with a screen. I don't know how they got the screen. But mea nui ke la, ka malam ane ka mea ai.
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 Oia ka mea nui ma loko ka lumi ai.
Ai, ai. That's the only piece of furniture. Ana kala olu. Pad, Kukukai Kaula, and Tiglipa.
Hmm.
Yeah, it seems like that was the only piece of furniture. Then later on, they had a bench somewhere. Somebody put a piece of board with two legs.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of bench.
Yeah.
Later on, then I remember seeing those benches around.
So I think you told me also that in your grandmother's house, there was below Lumi Aina.
Aye.
And above Lumi Moi.
Aye. Aye. He hale iluna ilalo.
Yeah.
Mm. Aye.
Meka hale kuke ka'awale.
A ole. Yeah. Hale o kuku ka ikawila ka hale kuke ai lalo.
Yeah.
Ai lalo.
Yeah.
Like...
Ai, mapopo ya'u.
Okay, ai makakihi. Is that the downstairs?
Ai.
Ai. Mane ika puka komu mai oi a, mane ika hoi e kuke ai.
Mm.
Ai. A, komu oi ki e puka, komu lo puka hale. A.
He ala pii.
A ole, ke ia ka papa hele ilalo ai. The floor, ai. Ground floor. So, yes. But, no ka pii ane iluna ai, mane ike ala pii.
Ma baho.
Eh, ma baho.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yawaki, api I mai oe.
Ah. Ah, ua moe hoko ma luna.
Ae, ae, ka papahele I luna.
Hmm.
Ka wai e moe. Ai na, ke kai mana wa moe no ilalo, ne nui ka ohana.
Yeah.
Moe, ilalo. Ah, like me ke, ka papahele ke ia o lalo. A he wahi, ka wahi kuke maane inei, ka wahi ai maane inei. A ke ia wahi inei, ma ke ia o au, ma leila no e moe ai.
E.
Ae.
E.
Nuka me he moe na paa ai ka moe na.
Mm.
Papa hele ai, paa ai ka moe na. Rike no me luna, paa ai ka moe na.
Ma ka papa hele e lua, he lumi e kolu ea?
Ai.
Ua moe oe ka'awale, a ua moe ko kupuna bahine ka'awale?
A ole, moe pū ma ko.
E.
Moe pū.
Ma ho kahi lumi.
E, ke kai manawa, nuka mea kuhu ne oe papa hele elua.
E.
Ne oe komu iwa ko ka hale, a kuhu mea e he lumi ho o kipa.
Hey.
A ka lumi moe, a ka lumi hope, ma hope, a he lumi moe no kela. Ai na e, ke kahi mana wa moe ma kou ma ka lumi ho kipa, ka lumi moe. Hey. Kau ai maka make e moe ai. Moe oe.
Hey.
Ai.
Kala mai ia.
Ai, ai.
Yeah. No. He would have answered the phone if he were there. he has a class at 1, but he should be done with it. I'd just call back, I would say, in 15 minutes or something like that. Okay, bye. Did you and your grandmother like sleep on the same mat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. When we sleep, like when I went over to Auntie Luika's house, and you know she had 13 boys, but actually the 13th was given out on night. And when I went there, I slept with all the boys.
Mm.
Yeah. Any place, it seems like there's no place reserved.
Aye,
whoever started, you just go over there, you sleep. And whoever started, sleep next. And, you know, it's just, you just line up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And there was no confusion, I mean. you just get out there and sleep.
Yeah, I think that's... Oh, you know, in... like your Uncle Olu's house and your Auntie Luika's house, did they have an underhouse, too?
Uncle Olu had. Because his house was kind of high. Yeah. And he used to put his saddle and things under the house. But way later, then he built a saddle house alongside of that house on the Kau's side. He had built a little house called a saddle house. But his house was high. And Kaluika's house, as you can see in the picture, it wasn't that high.
Yeah, it doesn't look that high.
Yeah, I don't think we had any use for underneath the house.
Because some places, like over, most of the people in Kalapana, in Kaimutu, a lot of them in Kaimutu, they wove under their house.
Yeah.
But maybe not you folks. Did you always go to the cave?
To
weave?
And the Kuleana, Uncle Mukahali'i had an upstairs, downstairs, and she wove at home.
Underneath?
Yeah, downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, there was just certain times of the day that they could be when they did that at home, whereas in the cave they couldn't do it all the time because it was cooler.
But the rest of you went to the cave to do it?
It was just Auntie Kuleana and Auntie Luika. Yeah. They were the weavers.
Oh.
So they were the ones that I know of that went to the cave. Quite a few times, if I remember.
Well, maybe that's enough for today.
Okay.
It's very interesting what you've been telling me.
Yeah.
Your Auntie Luika, did she always went to the cave to weave?
Yes.
She didn't weave at her home?
She did. I thought she was a hat weaver. I must identify that.
Okay.
Auntie Kuleana, of course she wove mats. Now, Auntie Kuleana, she was a mat weaver.
Yeah.
More. And yet she wove hats. These were the two things that I see them weave a lot. Not this baskets or fan. Mats and hats. Yeah.
When they wove hats, that was your Auntie Luika mostly. Yeah? When she wove hats, did she weave them to order? Did people come and say, "This is the size of my head and I want a hat like this"?
I remember when she died, it was after that, and her son, Kamuela, was saying, he and I are pretty close. And, they have, what do you call that form?
The pahu.
Pahu, right? And I knew my auntie had quite a few pahu, but Kamuela was telling me one time, his sister-in-law had come from Kau. He was mad. Came from Kau. And she came over here to get Mama's pahu. And he had told her, no, she can't have it. And he thought, gee, I wonder what she wants the pahu for. She doesn't even weave. Anyway, there was one part of the story. Way later, he tells me another part. The pahu was all kept in the cookhouse.
Mm.
The cookhouse, separate from the halimoya. And he said, you know, I wonder who came over the house and took the pahu papale. He said, I know Mama had 15. I know Mama had 15, but some are missing. I wonder if Mabel, sister. What if Mabel came over here from Kau and helped herself? So this is the first time I heard that word, that count.
Yeah.
I know Mama had 15.
Different sizes or?
Different sizes. I knew she had different sizes.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing her pahupaupale in the halekuke.
Yeah.
But to me, it wasn't in an orderly fashion like I would have kept, you know.
Yeah.
You saw some couple over here, you saw a couple up there, and you saw a couple of underneath there. I don't know. Until Kamuela said, I knew Mama had 15.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I didn't know she had that many. But I remember she had a small little size and big size.
Yeah.
I remember she would get a string or even a strip of lauhala, measure the head, then she would go and measure on the pahupapale.
Oh, yeah.
And when she found the right size, she said, ah, put it aside.
Yeah.
That's going to be your pahupapale. And then she would eat the papale on that.
What did they look like? Were they just round?